29-year-old Beck Hansen has created a diverse body of music since he scored a hit with his song Loser in 1993. Working with equal interest in folk and hip-hop idioms, Beck has become an emblematic 90s artist, according to our rock critic Ken Tucker. He has a review of Beck's new CD, Midnight Vultures.
In a certain sense, Midnight Vultures is Beck's version of Prince's 1980 album Dirty Mind, ostensibly obsessed with sex but really more concerned with true love, deploying dependable funk rhythms as the basis for a series of unpredictable rock and roll riffs. This is the CD that captures the geeky white soul man that Beck frequently personifies in his live performances, and much of the time, he isn't even a geek. There hasn't been a CD released all year that bursts with the unironic glee that Midnight Vultures emanates. It's obviously an extremely produced record. Beck layers his own vocals and keyboards and taps into prime George Clinton-style funk, complete with a close approximation of Clinton's hoarse yelling on a cut like Hollywood Freaks.
Hot milk. Tweak my nipple, champagne a ripple, shamans go cripples,
sales go triple.
We drop lobotomy beats, evaporated meats in high-tech streets. We go solo, dance floors and talk shows, hot dogs, no-nos, hot sex and back rows.
I wanna know what makes you scream. Be a $20 million fantasy. Treat you real good, expensive jeans. Hollywood freaks on the Hollywood scene.
Guys are real good if you want a piece.
Keep my nose.
There are moments on Midnight Vultures that can make you laugh out loud. The juxtaposition of white and black rock and R&B are so startling, so instantly right, that you wonder why it's taken anyone this long to come up with a synthesis of styles such as Peaches and Cream. You may have noticed by now that beyond the music, the words Beck is reciting don't make all that much literal sense. He was quoted a year ago when he was in the thick of crafting this CD as saying that what he wanted to do was make a, quote, big dumb pop record with dumb lyrics. He stayed true to his own directive with couplets like, I'm mixing business with leather, Christmas with heather, and this deathless quatrain. I think we're going crazy, her left eye is lazy, she looks so Israeli, nicotine and gravy. But the non sequiturs are a way for a young white man in love with black music to demonstrate his passion without making the cultural mistake of trying to pass. In the end, Beck's nonsense makes perfect sense.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Beck's new album, Midnight Vultures.